The old local ordinance prohibited guns of any kind in city parks. In 2011, the Indiana State Legislature voted to allow firearms in local parks, and several council members argued the state law voided the former ordinance. Some council members had concerns about the state law, like Councilman Jeff Paddock, who voted against amending the local ordinance.
This is a bill that really should not have been passed, in my view. It's something that Fort Wayne and Indianapolis and Kendallville and Auburn and New Haven should make on their own. They should decide what is the best for public safety in their own public parks.
Democratic Councilman Glenn Hines also voted against it, as did Republican Russ Yale, who says he, quote, doesn't like bringing guns and children closer together. Nonetheless, the proposal passed 6-3. Proponents, like local resident Dawn Hillier, say having a gun in parks would not only empower her, but help her feel safer at night.
There's definitely a demand. If you don't want to carry, don't. You will never know that I carry unless I'm in a situation where you have to find out, and shame on you. It's not for bad.
Several legal experts also commented, saying that no matter how the council voted on the measure, the state's ruling would supersede any enforcement of the old ordinance. They note that anyone who carries a gun in parks still needs a personal protection permit. For WBLY News, I'm Zach Bernard.